This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to everybody working in the oil industry, all those roughnecks out there doing whatever you're doing all around the world. Thanks very much for what you do. And don't forget to check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, if you like the Facebook page and I see it, then I'll put you in the chat room and you'll be in there talking with, 74, 75 people that are in there right now. Alrighty, Frank Silvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast, is with us. And, of course, Mr. Frank is always up to something. And the something you're up to today is?
Oh, I'm sitting here in my quarantine.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance and we'll make you feel better. How's that?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a couple of things have happened in the last 24 hours, Frank. Number one, Governor Ron DeSantis amended his executive order about assemblies and where people can go and what they can and can't do for religious services conducted in churches, synagogues, and houses of worship as essential activities. Now, the order changed the one from early on, April the 1st, still allowed local governments to impose greater restrictions. But this is in response to the pastor here in Tampa being arrested and some other things going on around the country. And by the way, you know who Matt Staver is, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, Matt Staver from the Liberty Council was just hours away from filing a federal lawsuit against Hillsborough County and the sheriff and the state of Florida, and the county council knew that the lawsuit was forthcoming, and as a result, the lawsuit was placed on hold because of the fact that they agreed to not charge this pastor. The charges were sealed. They were put back in an envelope and sealed and dismissed. So there you go.
Well, you know, he would have won against the counties. I think people have to actually stop taking everything that the media says at face value and start reading the source documents, because when you look at DeSantis' order, his original order, it didn't ban that. It just gave too much liberty to local governments to be able to say that.
Right.
He suggested, you know, no gatherings over 10 people. Well, somebody in decided in Hillsborough County decided that included churches. when you look at the things that DeSantis was talking about that were essential, worship was one of them.
Yep.
You know, exercise is one of them. Walking your dog is one of them.
Sure.
Going to the store is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've got some people who are being draconian and reading the extreme into a lot of declarations that governors are making. And it's time to stop with the panic and to start with common sense.
Yeah. Now, speaking of common sense, more doctors are seeing hope for the hydroxychloroquine as treatment for the coronavirus, and even the governor of Michigan backed off her restrictions on not allowing it to allowing it now in the state of Michigan because of the fact that it is working in a number of the clinical trials.
Well, when you look at the biggest clinical trials, and those are the ones that are overseas, Australia, France, I believe England started using it too, and we were shipping quinine, that's the common name for this,
right,
over to Russia by the caseload, or to China by the caseload. It's got almost 100% success rate when you combine it with zinc and Z-Pak.
Right.
So all of these things have been approved by the FDA individually. It's got this kind of clinical result. Why aren't we doing this? That's the question.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, and apparently we are. Now, let's see here. Steve in Thailand is chiming in. He said, I found it's quite interesting that the liberal Aussies were put in an interview where a lady stated that she puts the blame for the spread of the virus on President Trump. What a bunch of BS. That's going on over there, too, huh? How about that?
Well, you know, you've got the progressive movement is not just indigenous to the United States. As a matter of fact, it started over in England. So, you know, this Fabian socialist based progressivism is global. It's not just here in the United States. Donald Trump represents a capitalist view which progressives can't have. So, yeah, liberals everywhere are, you know, basically it's us against them. And when you have someone like Donald Trump, you know, who's laissez-faire kind of guy, they don't like him.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. By the way, there's an article that just got posted on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page about the Chinese biological experiments. We're infecting humans with the coronavirus exposed back in 2015 by the Italian state media. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Frank Salvato, host of the Underground Podcast, and you're getting tomorrow's news tonight, right here on the Captain's America with Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank Salvato. We'll get to him in just a moment. I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends over at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan has got three locations to serve you, and they've also got the Moss Acura dealership. But if you are interested in buying a vehicle, certified, pre-owned, or brand new, they certainly can do that. If you go there and tell them the Captain sent you, get $500 off because of me. And remember, all veterans, all active duty military, first responders, active or retired, and military family members too, as well as pastors, get 15% off when you have your vehicle serviced at a Moss Nissan or Moss dealership near you, Moss Acura dealership near you. Now, take the time to check them out online. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, they've got dealerships in Newport Richey, 19 and 54, Crystal River, U.S. 19, and then North Florida Avenue, 11001 North Florida Avenue, where you'll find a Moss Nissan right next to the Moss Acura dealership. No matter where you go, you're going to find out some of the best mechanics, and you'll be treated like a king or the queen that you know you are. So many great reasons to get your vehicle serviced. Now, the antimicrobial treatment is something, too, that comes with Moss Care with the vehicle, or you can just get it done in your vehicle. And what they do is they disinfect your vehicle inside and out to destroy the viruses and bacteria on all the interior surfaces. And if you've got Moss Care and you bought a vehicle, it's absolutely free. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, Frank Salvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast, is back with us. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Now, make no mistake about it, and I don't know if you heard about this, and I'm going to throw this out there. The Venezuelan Navy is not that big.
No, it's not.
a little gunboat about the size of one of our ocean-going Coast Guard cutters came out the other night and challenged a German cruise ship that was just sitting there doing some engine repair before they went on to their next destination. But this particular cruise ship wasn't just a regular cruise ship. It was an icebreaker, and it had a very big reinforced bow. And this captain that fired shots, warning shots at the vessel, and then went up beside it to turn it. He rammed it to turn it, went up towards the bow to push it around towards shore so it would head back towards Venezuela, because he ordered it to come in for inspection. And they said, no, we're out in the official waters. We're not doing anything at all like this. Well, their little boat got sunk.
Good. and you know, good. And the world community should be, you know, we're all preoccupied with the coronavirus, so everything else has to be on hold. But things like this are still going on. And it's, you know, why would you attack a cruise ship unless you wanted to hold the people who were on the ship for ransom?
Yeah, and the only people on the ship were the 32 crew members. There were no passengers on board, so they were going to pick up people, apparently, but that was not the case here. But anyway...
No, that's what Somali pirates do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, of course, Venezuela's a little bit... I don't know. I guess we could call him broken. Oh, this might have been Maduro doing this in retaliation, but he had the wrong registry ship because of what the president just did... putting out the big...
If his intelligence is that bad that he mistakes a German ice-breaking cruise ship for an American vessel, then, you know, I'd go just a little bit... I'd say he's just a little bit rogue and misinformed.
Well, it had a Portuguese flag on it. Maybe that's what confused him, you think?
Portugal, it's just in size alone, mm-hmm. It's not the United States.
Now, if I throw the name Adam Schiff out there, does that bring the chills to you?
It makes me wish for the coronavirus.
Adam Schiff is at it again. Nancy Pelosi has put him in charge as the lead guy in the, quote, investigation of Donald Trump's administration for the handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
You know, this is going to backfire because people right now do not want to hear political rhetoric and posturing.
No.
It's one thing to say, boy, you know what, it would be good to reexamine how we went about this because I believe there were some mistakes made. You know, that happens in every major event. You want to evaluate it. But the way Pelosi went about this and the rhetoric that she used inferred that she wants to use it as a political weapon. And the people do not, and they won't tolerate a political weapon being utilized right now when they're being forced to stay home. And they hear that she was including $25 million for the Kennedy Center. And you know, $25 million for the House of Representatives, so that they can get boosted pay now. You know, you start looking at what she wanted to pack into the stimulus bill that was political, self-serving, and pork laden, and now she wants to look and see how the response was. If this woman has a political advisor that's worth their salt, they would be telling her to shut up right now, yeah, when it comes to things like that, and she's killing herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the people that was involved with the Obama campaign last time around, I forget his name, was it David Frum? Does that make ring a bell?
I'm not sure if he was with the Obama campaign, but the name rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah, he was a Democrat. He came out and he said that there's going to be a massive turnout for Donald Trump, and that the Democrats are not aware of that. They think they're going to do so well, but the numbers don't show the enthusiasm for Joe Biden, who, by the way, there's a rumor circulating he may or may not be the candidate.
Well, you know, we've been saying this all along. Watch for a brokered convention.
Sure.
You know, when you go out in the beginning in a political cycle and decide that you want to install someone rather than let the people understand who's actually running, and you have an event like this that sucks the air out of the room, then your chosen candidate becomes very vulnerable. I mean, you haven't heard a quote from Joe Biden during this entire coronavirus event that was worth listening to. You've heard things that make you scratch your head. People are dying that wouldn't have died before. And that's a little, I mean, that's very Biden, but, you know, that just kind of pushes him to the side. So you've got no viable candidate with any decent information coming out that's even inspiring. Look for that brokered convention.
Yeah, here's the quote from yesterday. Joe Biden wants to talk to to Donald Trump about lessons learned from past crises.
If you could just wait on hold and listen to Girl from Ipanema for a while, Joe, because the president's a little busy right now.
Yeah. And also, by the way, Brent Bozell said that granting PBS and NPR coronavirus funding is legalized plunder. They got $75 million.
Yeah, if they claim to be media sources, they have the freedom under the First Amendment to report the news, but we don't have to fund them as news sources because they're not exclusive anymore. I don't know why we fund them anyway, except for the arts that they do, the art support that they do, and even that's questionable. But as news sources, we don't need them. There are enough of them out there.
Yeah. What do you think about the fact that 3.7 million people got background checks last month to buy guns? Now, I'm not saying they all bought guns, but it was the most ever that got background checks.
No, I guess when you have to defend your toilet paper, you need weapons. Whenever crisis hits, people go out there and they want to defend themselves, and this is across the spectrum from liberal to conservative. They go out and they want to be able to defend themselves. They should think that when they're having the ideological arguments in good times, because it's in bad times that these things become necessary.
Well, gun stores are considered essential, so they're still open, but gun shows are not, and that's strictly because of the amount of people that come wandering through there that are pretty much shoulder to shoulder in some cases, and I get that. However, I believe next month, May, they'll open things up, and then away we go again.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you can walk into a store or a retail place, or you have access to be able to purchase firearms, there isn't an avenue that is sacrosanct. So, you know, gun shows, we're looking at big groups of people because of the people that are practicing social distancing. Yeah, you've got a sideline on for a while.
Well, keep your powder dry, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning. And don't do anything I wouldn't do over the weekend.
I'll try my best. I love my friend.
Frank Salvato, and that's our good friend, retired firefighter, been in politics on and off for, God, 30 years or more. But anyway, I'll be right back with more. The insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback, Patrick Kyle, will be with us, and we'll see what he's got on his mind, including playing golf, because that's okay to do.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
During the daily White House coronavirus briefing, President Trump announcing he's directing HHS Secretary Azar and acting DHS Secretary Wolf to use all available authority under the Defense Production Act
to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases of COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term. COVID, COVID. This action will help General Electric Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my very good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag too. Can't miss it on the right side. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's Blinds and Decor does something that the big box stores can't. They offer installation. They offer on-site cleaning. They offer parts and repairs too. All you got to do is stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just to find out what's going on. Or stop by the store. Now, again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. And you might get a shot at some of the free pastry in the back room, the top secret pastry that's back there. Don't tell them I told you, it's a secret. All right. Here he is, the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, and good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Not much to say in the way of live sports, obviously, but a lot of things going on behind the scenes. The NFL is still preparing for the draft, Captain, and they're going to make it happen. You have the college kids hoping to, you know, get some sort of look for college, from college basketball to pro basketball. But a lot of good things are happening behind the scenes. A lot of hockey players are donating money. You have a lot of football players, basketball players donating money for hygiene products or masks. So we're coming together as a country, and that's going to be the saving grace from this tragic pandemic. So I'm glad to see that people are stepping up to the pump and doing the right thing. I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen here in the next couple months, Captain. If we can get through this, maybe we can do a simulated baseball season and then get ready for football season and get back to some normalcy here in the U.S. of A.
I think they're going to play baseball. It'll just be a shorter season, you know, one with a little asterisk next to it. And I think they're going to have a regular football season. I don't think they'll be short one game at all. And by the way, did they not add another team, playoff team, into the mix?
Matter of fact, yes, sir, Captain. Matter of fact, it's going to be one in each conference. And you're going to have, instead of 12 going to the playoffs, you're going to have 14. So that's going to be exciting.
And the leader at the top, the team with the best record, is going to sit out the first week, right?
That's correct. Only one bye week. I mean, one off week, I should say. That's funny. Sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad, Matt. A lot of times you're on a roll and you sit out, and then you take that week off. You're not in your same rhythm. It can hurt you. But it also helps people, mm-hmm. too, with injuries, get fresh and ready to play. Yep.
Now, I also heard them say, Patrick, that the hockey season is expected to finish. They expect to come back and play hockey.
Yeah, I mean, the basketball team's trying to think they can come back. And the only way I can see it happening, Matt, is if we're going to have to go with the records as they stand right now and just say, where you are, you know, when we start back, it's going to be the playoff format. I just can't see any other way to do it. I mean, if someone else out there has a different opinion, great. That's just my opinion on the subject. And that's about the only way you can do it to make sense. Or what we're going to do, hockey all the way into, you know, next season to finish out this season. I mean, in essence, that's what you'd be doing. So they're not going to do that. I'd rather regroup and get things going. But I do hope they get back. I'd love to see a playoff schedule for baseball.
By the way,
basketball and hockey. Go ahead.
And by the way, I got some food for thought for you. You ready?
Go for it.
My dad used to say, when one door shuts, another door opens. Now, he was a wonderful man, but he was a terrible cabinet maker.
Very good, Matt.
And I heard, and the reason I said that, when one door shuts, another door opens, I actually heard somebody say that yesterday regarding the Major League Baseball season.
Well, you know, it's funny you'd say that. Obviously, that's biblical for a lot of your listeners out there across the country. God bless everybody. And it's so true, because you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans. He has his own plans in store, number one. Number two, I think what's happening is we're seeing the real heroes, the first responders.
Oh, yeah.
That are on the fighting lines, our doctors, our nurses.
Yeah.
You know, now you're seeing teachers have to teach from, you know, their home virtual and try to talk to the kids, and it's more of a personal relationship now. It's amazing how this has happened and how the life and the world has changed around us. And there's something to be said about that and something to be looked upon across this whole country.
Let me tell you something that's really got a lot of us concerned that have been first responders or currently are. And I'm hearing this from my brothers and sisters that I was talking to up in New York and elsewhere over the past few days. The suicide hotlines, the calls to the suicide hotlines are way up. But something that's not being reported, and I'm not sure that I would even want to report it, is I've got firsthand reports coming from my brothers and sisters at the FDNY that some of the ways they're killing themselves are up, too. And you're not hearing about it because it's not, I guess it's not socially popular or whatever, but the old addendum of if what goes up comes down, if you get my drift, there's quite a bit of that going on right now.
Well, you know why? Because people are suffering through anxiety like never before because of this.
Yeah, the uncertainty, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's just, you know, pandemic, panic. And again, Captain, getting off on a little bit of a tangent here, but with this, with guns, you know, people will always want to make a big deal about these things. Till we get to the source of people's hearts and minds, we're going to have these issues occur. And we've got to start looking at more importantly than the outer aspects of it. And I hope and pray we do, because it's so important. Mental health is a big thing. Until we solve the mental health problem, you can put any restrictions, anything you want. It's not going to change anything in this world. It's really not.
And you have to maintain a positive attitude, because no matter how bad you think it's going to be, things are not that bad. I mean, other people have got it much worse than you do, really.
That's such a great point, too, Matt. You know, we're very blessed in this country. You look across the world for what we're going through, and we have the best minds in the world. I really do believe this, to conquer this and get this testing done, get a vaccine in order, and make sure to take care of each other. And that's the biggest thing, Matt.
Well,
looking out for each other.
Well,
act like you have it, and you don't want to give it to anybody else. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to say this, and then I want you to tell everybody about what you do, how to get a hold of you.
Sure.
More doctors now, and this is a big deal. More doctors now are seeing hope for the hydroxychloroquine treatment for the coronavirus, because it's working. In France, 78 out of 80 people in the test program got better, and they're over it. 78 out of 80.
Okay. Well, for all the sports people who are listening to this segment, real quick, Tony Boselli, great offensive tackle for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who should make it into the Hall of Fame one of these days, just like with John Lynch. They're right there on the border. Well, he got the COVID-19 cap. He was in the hospital for a few days, and now he's back at home, and he's doing better. So, you know, if it can hit a guy like that, 280 pounds, 6'5", we've got to take care of him. And when it comes to taking care of people, Captain, give me a call. My name is Patrick Hyland. You want another set of eyes on your insurance paperwork? You're at home thinking about things right now? Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. I can help you out with Medicare. I can help you out with legal documents. Any insurance paperwork you have, I can see if that's the best plan for you. I know a lot of vice presidents across the country when it comes to these things, and I can definitely help you out and make sure you're on the right track. You're protecting your family with the best products and the best plans and the best cost for you. So if you're looking to save some money, do something productive while we're here at home, give me a call, 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland, and I'll answer any questions for you, help you out. If I don't have the answers, I'll find somebody who does to give you the right and correct information so you have peace of mind, because there's nothing better than having peace of mind.
And I can vouch for you, because the other day you helped me with something that I was having problems with, the medication I was taking, and I was being overcharged, and you realized it, and it was taken care of yesterday. I didn't get a chance to tell you, but yesterday they got back to me, and it was taken care of.
Excellent, Captain. Great news. Thank you. God bless everybody.
All right. See you on Monday. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the insurance quarterback, coming back with a final segment. Going to take a look at the beach and boating forecast before we sign off for the day. And it's not a bad day to be out on the water, not a bad weekend either. We'll tell you all about it. Don't go anywhere.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise in the 213 franchises the Freedom Boat Club has all across the country. All right, here we go with the beach and boating forecast. All right, now this beach and boating forecast goes out to my friend, the mayor of Valdosta, Scott James. Because if you were down here, Mr. Scott, it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be mostly sunny today, mostly sunny tomorrow, mostly sunny Sunday with a very small chance of rain. But every day the temperatures are going to be in the 80s. This morning the winds will be out of the southeast, gusting at about 10 to 15. This afternoon, they'll slow down with a sea breeze, a light sea breeze. Seas will be 2 to 3 feet this morning with a light chop. This afternoon, they'll calm down a little bit. But the Gulf and the Bay water temperature, Mr. Mayor Scott, 80 degrees. Bring the soap. And our low tide just happened here about 5 minutes ago at 5:44 a.m. At low tide. High tide comes at 1:36 p.m. And for all you folks that, you know, you say, what am I going to do with the weekend? I don't know what to do. Get on a boat. And if you don't know about the Freedom Boat Club, I'm going to tell you about it right now because it is the way to go. You don't need to worry about anything except can't put more than 10 people on a party barge, and which is the you know what a party barge is, I hope. And the boats are supposed to stay 50 feet apart. Now, there's nothing better, Nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Oh, yeah. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time on the water with your friends and family, too. And sun sanitize. Now, all you got to do is become a member. And when you do, they have a little different policy in place right now. You call the dockmaster at your port. You call the dockmaster and tell them you're there. Pull into the parking lot. And then, because they're only allowing so many people on the dock at a time, they will call you back and say, okay, get your gear. Come on down. Time for you to come. And they won't do anything but handle the clipboard for you. You don't have to do that anymore. They'll check off all your supplies that you got, your equipment, make sure it's all working the way it's supposed to be. And all you do is hop onto the boat, load up your cooler, your fishing poles, whatever it is you're taking with you, and off you go for a day of fun and sun out on the water. When you come on back, nothing's changed. They bring the boat in, you park it, they fill it up with gas, you do the final check, and you're gone. Now, if you had a scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, why not take the money that you've got from that canceled trip and put it into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy the beautiful waterways all year long? Now, here's the kicker. You join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, a lot of you snowbirds that are down here, and you've got a Freedom Boat Club up there by you, either where you're at or close by and you didn't know it. Well, you're going to find out when you join. 213 locations are around. So, you've got reciprocity. And with the reciprocity, you can take your membership benefits down here from when you're down here and use them up there. How about them apples? So, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is that you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservations, fill up your cooler, bring your fishing poles, bring your water skis, whatever it is you want to do, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine, and your sun sanitizing too. So call the Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Or go to the freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And that was for the mayor of Valdosta, Scott James. Get down here and have some fun. By the way, I think they got a Freedom Boat Club up there by you somewhere on a lake. I know they do in North Florida, Jacksonville and whatnot, so there you go. But anyway, it is what it is. So, Scott, there's your invitation. The rest is up to you. Now, I was talking about, a little bit earlier, about the gun shows, and I've got a friend, as a matter of fact, let me tell you about it. Two guys' gun shows. Guy and his crew operate out of the Phoenix Ordnance Gun Store, which is at 8601 49th Street in Pinellas Park. Now, Guy has already had to cancel one of his gun shows in Port Charlotte, and he may have to cancel the one this month. I'm assuming he probably will in Port Charlotte on the 25th and 26th. But coming up in May, hoorah, May 9th and 10th, he's scheduled to be in Sarasota. May 23rd and 24th, he's scheduled to be in Oldsmar at the flea market. And May 30th and 31st, he's scheduled to be back down at Port Charlotte at the fairgrounds. Now, I'm thinking that they'll turn everybody loose in May. And the reason I'm saying that is because as long as the numbers continue to do what they're doing, which is favorable to us, all of us, because we're pretty much behaving ourselves doing what we're supposed to be doing, then that'll be the case. Now, that being the case, I want you to take into consideration that if you follow the rules and you do what they're telling you to do,
it's better for all the rest of us. Because we don't want to spread this stupid thing anywhere. And by the way, if you've got the sniffles, if you got a fever, if you got aches and pains, if you're having trouble breathing, which is all symptoms of what this thing is, for God's sakes, don't go to work. Don't go outside. Go to the ER. Not your doctor's office, but go to the ER. Because I know my doctor, if you've got those symptoms, that's where they're going to send you. And they'll tell you, because they're only taking patients that aren't sniffling and coughing and all that sort of stuff. Right now, doctors have got to pay attention too. Otherwise, there won't be anybody to fix anybody with all the other problems you have. So, think about that. And think about checking out Phoenix Ordnance at 8601 49th Street in Pinellas Park. You'd be glad you did, and always tell them the captain sent you. And we'll see you again, I'm sure, next month at the gun shows, myself and the lovely Susie Q. She's become a favorite at the gun shows now, and I knew that was going to happen. And, oh, by the way, going to church shouldn't be a problem, as long as you take into consideration you got to kind of stay a little loose there and not come in there and try to pack 1,000 people into a church and have them all elbow to elbow. Got to have a little bit of space in there. But the governor, of course, amended his executive order from April the 1st, in which he recognized attending religious services conducted in churches, synagogues, or houses of worship as essential activities. Now, the simple solution, folks, the simple solution is hold the service outside. Because I got a friend that's got a church about 2 miles away from the River Church, and they've been having services every Sunday since this thing started. And guess what? They've all been outside. Not a problem one. Not a problem one. They got a little platform on which the pastor stands up on there. They got a power source to where they can bring the power cords out and have the organ there and whatever else they have in terms of instruments and whatnot, because all these churches now have got pretty much like a little band that plays along with the choir. And I've even got room for the choir up there on the platform they've got, the stage. So there's an idea. Imagine that, novel idea. Now, keep in mind, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Also, I will be back tonight with the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Keep your eyes on what's going on today. There may be something coming out of the new drug cartel activity and whatnot. I've been hearing some things during the night, but I don't know for sure. And I'll see you all tonight in the weekend edition. Good morning, Christine. Nice to see you, and happy birthday to you. I'll be back tonight. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And by all means, be kind.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.